Mr. Mickey Gubman, very grateful that you are here with me today. Thanks for being with me on Prelism.
Thanks for having me, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Of course, super stoked to have you here, and we're going to get right into it. So, first question for you, Mickey, is what is your business?
Well, Andrew, I'm an executive business coach and strategist, and I also introduce myself as the trilingual business coach and strategist.
What compelled you to start this business?
I retired from the corporate world 10 and a half years ago. And when I retired, I was just tired. I was 30 years with the company, an absolutely fantastic company, but I was just ready to walk away. And so I did. Within a couple of weeks, I got a call from someone who was interested in speaking with me about coming to work for them. Well, I was done. I didn't want to work for anyone else. I was, as I thought, retired. So they asked me to take on a consulting opportunity in Brazil for a few weeks, as I know the area quite well and worked there quite a bit. So I took on that opportunity. I came back and delivered information that they wanted. And that client had a business coach, and he suggested to me that I look into it. So I did, and really liked what I saw. So I initially started following a gentleman by the name of Brian Tracy, who is turned 80 years old last week. Happy birthday to Brian. And he is one of the experts in the field of business management and coaching. And so I got certified under his programs. And the rest, as people say, is history. And here we are 10 years fast forward, having had a very successful and fun career in this area.
It's a wonderful story, right? It's amazing how just things happen as they happen. And again, you weren't totally looking for
Yeah.
it, but it came to you, and it's been an amazing last 10 years. So I applaud you for
Yeah.
it.
Thank
How
you.
would you say, Mickey, that you're leading the way with what you're doing?
That is a great question, Andrew. You know, most business coaches who work in with small, mid-sized companies, they promote setting goals and using the SMART system. SMART system being choosing goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. It's not wrong. I also use that SMART system in my planning process. But there's so much more that a client needs to understand about their business. So before establishing their goals, I take them through a little journey of their figuring out what the gaps are in the business. What is missing that if they were able to figure that part out, would propel them to greater excellence in their business. So once we find the gaps, then we figure out how we're going to close those gaps. And on the way, achieve our main objective. At that point is when we start building those SMART goals. We'll build metrics and we build actions that will drive the attainment of that primary objective. A lot of coaches don't do that. And a lot of it has to do with their backgrounds and training. People will learn how to be a coach, but there are those specifics about running a business and running it better that a lot of people aren't aware of.
And which leads me to my next point that I was going to ask you, and you've kind of just touched on it, but what would you say, Mickey, what do you feel is missing in your industry, like in the coaching industry or just the things that you're seeing? What do you feel is missing specifically?
One is the specific knowledge on how to guide. Coaches come in many different forms and many different aspects of the business, but it's number one, what is missing is the willingness to hand off to a coach that can help in certain areas, collaborating with coaches. I love collaborating with coaches. But one of the most important things is, as I work with a lot of small, mid-sized businesses, it's accessibility and affordability to coaching. So coaching, it can really be expensive. And if we can make it accessible to more small and mid-sized businesses, I think we'll see those businesses succeed longer over time.
You're right. I mean, I've had conversations and worked with a lot of coaches over the years, just in interviews like this. And it's about getting it to more people who can access it, still be valuable and still be bring the quality, but really allow for more business owners, small business owners especially, to receive this
Yes.
amazing service. So I applaud you for what you're doing, and I appreciate for what you're doing. Which leads me to my next one is, who would you say, Mickey, specifically, are your ideal clients? Are they a specific size? Are they a specific vertical?
Look, I have and do work with a variety of businesses, and they generate up to about $30 million in profitable revenue. However, I particularly look for companies that are in manufacturing and distribution. I like working with general contractors and commercial and industrial cleaning contractors, where I have a strong background and expertise, and industrial floor coating companies. But I want to also add that my first language is Spanish, and I've worked with a number of Hispanic companies, but would like to work with many more because I do feel that the community is quite underserved.
What would you say that is the ideal conversation you're looking to start with these prospective clients?
The first question is I'd like to know is why are they seeking a coach? Why do you need them? That response is going to help me to understand how I might be able to guide them in running their business better. I'm able to understand whether to ask the other questions. Are you happy with your profitability? Are you happy with your growth? Do you know where you want to be 3 years from now? I could ask them where you want to be 10 years from now, but the world is changing so quickly that I don't want to dig that deep into the future. Where do you want to be 3 years from now? Are you happy? I will dig into some other things when I'm in conversation. I will ask them, do they have a financial plan, personal financial plan, things like life insurance? Do they have a family trust? Do they have a business trust? I want to know that they have things established so I know where to guide them from. I will know how sophisticated the business is and how much work we're going to have to turn that business into an entity that will be here for the long term.
Absolutely. Well, as I said, I very much appreciate and value what you do as an executive coach. And the last one for you here, Mickey, is simply, who would you say are your ideal referral partners that can lead you to those ideal clients?
Well, other business coaches, fractional sales executives and fractional CFOs, marketing professionals are great. One of the things about marketing professionals, when a company comes and says, my business is struggling, I need a new website. Well, marketing professionals will dig into that and ask why. And so they become great referral partners for me. And business attorneys are always good, as well as HR professionals.